Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Andrew Sharp. SI.com. He'll join us in about 15 minutes. Recently put out an article on what we learned for the first weekend of the playoffs and said the Bucks are number one for a reason, along with the Warriors in their respective conferences. These two are the two best teams in basketball with the three best players, Steph, Giannis, and Curry, and they remain a class of their own. Now, that is before the Warriors went and lost to the Clippers, so we'll talk to Andrew about how much that is going to affect the Western Conference playoffs. When are we going to do this question? Would it be a letdown if the Bucks got to the finals and didn't play Golden State?
Oh, man, I think it would be great if they didn't. You don't want to see Golden State.
But don't you want to beat the best?
No, you want to win a championship.
Agreed. But haven't we been waiting for Bucks Warriors for years?
What, we've been waiting for a
and
chip?
If it's Bucks
no.
Nuggets?
No.
Come on.
No, come on. There's a winning a championship. It's like if Wisconsin played Connecticut in the national championship in 2014. Now, Connecticut wasn't that good, you know? They won a national championship, but how good was that team, really?
All right, I'm just asking if it's a topic you wanted to do at some point.
Whatever it takes to win a championship.
It kind of reminds me of the year, remember when all season long, we were like, it's going to be Kobe and it's going to be LeBron, finally in the NBA Finals. Yeah. And then that Orlando team knocked off LeBron, and we got that crappy Orlando team. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like it would be like if the Warriors didn't go to the Finals. I'd be a little bit let down. Like, I want to see KD and Giannis, because I think they're the two best players on the planet.
Well, the networks certainly want that, too. I mean, America would want to see that, Giannis against those guys. But the easiest path, the best path to winning a championship for me.
So we'll talk to Andrew Sharp in about 15 minutes. Every Wednesday we do Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything. You tweet in your questions at 105.7 FM. The Fan with the hashtag AskCW. Only got to a few of them because they're so good. The answers were so juicy. So let's rattle off a few more. Ryan Horvath, take it away.
All right, KJ tweets in, uses the hashtag AskCW. Bart, what have you learned from Gary Wolfel, given that you used to be the king of trolls in the Twitterverse?
I learned to commit to the bit. Even if you're challenged on your platform, just commit to the bit. If you're going to go all in, go all in. Don't hesitate when somebody starts pressing you. Just commit to the bit. So that's what I learned.
As you would say, double down.
Double down, triple down, quadruple down, and just really get ridiculous. When somebody asks you, do you really like the Bradley Center? Say, have you ever been to Europe and think of the cathedrals? Just commit to the bit. Horvath.
Yep, this one comes from Mark Rose. He tweets in, he wants to know, what is the one thing you can't stand or you hate about one another?
We don't have to do this.
No, we don't have to do this.
Okay.
No, because we've had three good shows of us not fighting.
Hey, we're going to take a pass.
Yeah. All right, which Wisconsin team will get back to their expected winning ways? A hapless basketball team or the football team with a lot of question marks?
The football team. They got Jonathan Taylor in the backfield. All right, that's a good start. Wisconsin is not going to be good next year in basketball.
And they got Graham Mertz, too.
Yeah. I mean, let's see him play a college game before we are all in on him.
This one comes in from our
Bart.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The spring game was Saturday, right?
Have they played the spring game yet?
Yeah, I think.
That's right? What that was?
I think so.
I have in my phone, on my phone schedule, spring game on the 13th, Wisconsin football open practice. So I thought, all right, well, I want to watch some of it.
Yeah.
So I went to Big Ten Network and I looked and they were showing Ohio State because, you know, 60,000 people go there.
Yeah.
And then I looked and they were showing Penn State after that. And then I looked and
I looked the whole next 2 weeks on the schedule. No sign of Wisconsin spring practice. So then I go to Twitter, and I'm trying to see anything I can. And all I saw was, like, somebody talking to the crowd. And there were, like, 300 people there. Like, there's nobody there.
No.
At all.
Well, that's
like
Barry's.
Less than a D5 state championship game.
Well, here's the deal. Barry Alvarez, he does not know how he can make any money off the spring game.
Nobody cares.
It's amazing. You go to spring games anywhere else, they're filling out the place. For whatever reason, in Madison, he can't make any money.
I love college football more than anything on this planet. I would not go to a spring game if you paid me.
But isn't it bizarre?
It is.
With Wisconsin, you know, they've been winning a little bit in the last 25 years, and nobody goes to these spring games.
I turned on some of Alabama's, and it was like crimson versus white, and, you know, the crowd was into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bart, on when they have signing days in college football, those two cities you mentioned, the programs, of course, it's going to be big on sports radio stations down there. Doesn't move the needle at all here.
But then I guess on the other side of that, look at family night for the Packers. Packed. Mm-hmm. On TV.
Yeah.
Statewide broadcast.
Yeah.
We're doing topics on what we saw on family night. So, you know, we in this state are willing to watch we're willing to watch practice in a stadium under the allure of a game, but we are not willing to do that for the Badgers.
No, but that's the way the Badgers are.
Horvat.
Mark, he tweets in at the Fan, and he says, if Kawhi Leonard and Giannis were the same age, they're both 24 years old, neither of no injury history, who would you rather have, Kawhi or Giannis? Both the same age, you know, they've accomplished nothing, let's say, and no injuries up to this point. No knee injuries,
so whose
nothing.
Whose body do you like more?
No, just like as a player, who would you rather have?
Oh, Giannis.
I got to go Giannis.
Giannis, that's a no-brainer. Giannis.
No-brainer?
Yes.
Are you still AD Harvey. Over Giannis?
What's that?
You were AD over Giannis this year.
Give me Kawhi over AD.
I never
any
said
day.
That.
Oh, sure you did.
What did I say?
You'd rather start a franchise with Anthony Davis over Giannis.
I'd rather start a franchise
with... You said that, right?
You did.
And Anthony Davis over Giannis.
Yeah.
You said that was like the... I think that was the one guy you said. Maybe him and Durant.
Yeah, we thought about it for like
Durant,
40 minutes,
AD.
Didn't we dream?
Didn't we do something about AD coming to Milwaukee?
Oh, yeah, for like a week.
Yeah. No, I mean, okay, Anthony Davis, yeah. I mean, Anthony Davis is a great player, man. Yeah, I'll back that up. If I said it, I said it, yeah.
I'd go Giannis, too, but man,
but not Kawhi
Leonard.
Not Kawhi, damn good. Not Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, he's really good, though.
I mean, how many guys would you take over Giannis right now in the NBA?
Kevin Durant, that's it.
Okay.
Maybe Kawhi, though. Yeah. Kawhi's really good.
Durant, man, that guy's, his attitude has really changed. He's changed
a lot.
I'm
taking Giannis over everybody.
He's changed
even Durant?
A lot.
Yeah.
Even if Durant was 24?
He's changed a lot. I don't think Giannis hasn't even reached how good he can
tough,
get.
Man. It's tough because we all love Giannis. So yeah, exactly.
There might be a window of ceiling that he hasn't reached yet.
He's got a better shot, so that's where you think.
But
Giannis can do more, like the highlight that was circulating about him taking one dribble to dunk from three-point line to three-point line. I mean, only Giannis can do that.
Did you see Giannis where he took off from in that dunk on Saturday or on Sunday? Man, that was amazing.
Only he can do that.
Yeah,
let's all agree on Giannis so nobody kills us on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. This one comes from Sean Durbin, caller of the show as well. He tweets in, he says, If only one of our three main teams, Packers, Brewers, Bucks, could win a championship in the next 10 years, the other two wouldn't. But the team you pick wins multiple championships. Which team would you guys choose?
Oh, that question's so damn confusing.
It is, but it's actually kind of a good one. So you got to pick one team, but they get to win multiple championships. And the other two...
Of our sports teams?
Yeah.
That's just like a different way of asking a question.
So eliminate the Packers, right, because they've already won.
I'll say... What team do I want to see win a championship the most? The Brewers. Yeah, the Brewers.
Man, that is tough.
The Brewers.
Would I rather the Bucks win or the Brewers win?
The Brewers. I'll say the Brewers. It's not that I don't want to see the Bucks win it, but probably the Brewers. The Brewers, man, we're living and die with them every day in the summertime.
I don't know if I can fairly answer this. Right now I'm going to say the Bucks, and then they don't win, and then ask me in August, and I'll say the Brewers.
Yeah, it's depending on the season. But
I can't do it.
I'd say the Brewers.
Let me say I'd rather see the U.S. win a World Cup. So we'll get people on Twitter to come after me for that one, Horvat.
Man, now we agreed on Giannis, and okay. Anyway, do you guys, let's see here, let's get something good. What is the best practical joke you've ever played on someone? I feel like we get this one every week, though.
Yeah, no, we did a really good one, and this is always my answer. For years, we had this guy that talked basketball with us that spewed incorrect takes, and we kept him on under the allure that it was legitimate.
And then this one comes from Clayton. Let's get this in, actually, real quick.
Well, you hate Gary Wolfel.
No, yeah, I don't.
You can't stand
him.
You can't stand Gary.
I just want him to admit what he's doing.
I hate to pile on, but we got so many Gary Wolfel-esque CWs that I can't ignore them.
Go ahead.
Clayton wants to know what the overall reaction was to yesterday's Wolfel interview. Like, how did the people feel about it?
I have not heard from as many people as I've heard from in a long time.
Yeah.
And I feel bad. I like Gary.
Well,
breaking news, I like Gary Wolfel.
You kind of baited him. You guys are going back and forth.
I consider Gary Wolfel a friend.
Do you think you tried to bury him?
I tried to get to the truth.
Okay.
I am a truth seeker. I am a journalist.
Yeah, no, we're not that.
Well, this question,
at least in this forum.
This question was actually just a lead into Zach's question because he wants to know, who is your Mount Rushmore of Bucks haters? His is Brian Hollins, Mike Dunleavy, Cowherd, and yeah.
Mike Dunleavy.
Does he mean Mike Dunleavy Sr. or Mike Dunleavy Jr.? Either.
The one that fought Giannis?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
You know, Giannis, I think he learned his lesson that Mike Dunleavy Jr. is a good guy.
No, you know what? I disagree. I think Mike Dunleavy Jr. is a huge jerk. But this is a story I guess I could tell in long form in a podcast maybe one time. But I always thought, you know, white dude in the NBA, dad's a coach, he's going to be a great interview, a nice guy. No, he's actually kind of an ass, man.
What? Wait, white guy? What does that have to do with it?
Well, I mean, you know, they're kind of boring. Nobody wants to talk to him in the NBA. Like, it's, okay, for example.
How many requests does Joe Ingles
exactly
have?
I go into the Pistons locker room. Everybody's surrounding Drummond and Blake Griffin.
Because they're the stars.
I want to go get Luke Kennard. I could go and do a 45-minute podcast with him.
He ain't going to take you to a victory.
Well, there's no white stars.
Not
Dirk,
from America.
You could say Dirk, but Dirk?
Not American.
Dirk's like an honorary black guy.
Luca, not American.
Because he's so good at basketball.
What?
Yeah, Kevin Love is... Who's the best?
Kevin Love's an honorary black guy.
Yeah?
Well, no, Kevin Love's pretty white. Because he played in Minnesota. He's screwed.
Okay. Yeah. All right, the best... How about... So nobody wants to talk to Mirotić?
Not American. Give me an American. Give me an American white guy. Name me one. Kevin Love. That's good. You know, we're not going to throw out like Jason Smith.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Another great example of a guy that'll probably give you 45 minutes.
Oh, your boy Sam Decker.
Not as good as I thought he'd be in
the
NBA.
Sam Decker's been on like six teams this year, and he only played for three of them.
Yeah. A former Buck for 15 minutes.
Who's the red-haired dude? Kevin, what the heck's that kid's
Hirtus?
Name? I don't know. I'm trying to think of really anybody, man. The kid that plays for the Hawks.
Bill Walton?
Can't think of his name, though. Bill Walton, yeah, American-born, but that's, I mean,
best
you're
white,
going years
maybe
back.
The greatest white player ever, Larry Bird?
Larry Bird, there you go.
Yeah. Larry Bird, there you go.
We all agree
another
on Larry
guy who
Bird.
Couldn't jump over a phone book. Couldn't run, couldn't jump.
But damn, could he shoot.
Yeah.
Andrew Sharp will join us, sportsillustrated.com. We'll ask him, I think, more professional NBA questions.
No personal questions today, Harvey? Nothing delving in anything else?
I tried to ask you what you guys hate about each other, and you turned it down.
PG. That's trying to stir the pot there.
Yeah.
Harvey wants us to, I think, knock each other out so he can step in.
He has tweeted that, actually.
I actually tell you guys both this to your faces every single day.
We both show up in the morning. You know, we're not running late. Harvey has a little, comes in and he sees both of us and it's like, oh, not my chance today.
Gordon Hayward from Brian.
There you go. Gordon Hayward. Okay.
Gordon Hayward.
Great player until he busted up his knee. Still a good player, but could have
been.
Chuck
and Winkler, we'll talk NBA with Andrew Sharp.
So, you know, and what the Warriors did, but you know, they were sloppy offensively, they wasn't getting back defensively. I think they were just being a little bit lazy. You know, when you're, you know, being lazy, you know, the basketball gods, you know, they watch the game and you gonna pay for it.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. I'm Bart Winkler, that is Chuck Freeman. That was Giannis talking yesterday at Bucks practice, noticing that the Warriors had a huge lead, 31 points, and then let it slip away to the Clippers. Some interesting results here in the first round. You've got that series tied at 1-1. You've got the Sixers and the Nets at 1-1. You've got the Raptors and the Magic at 1-1. Now the Sixers and Raptors bouncing back in game two, but still, a win's a win. And the underdogs in both those series have gotten one. Bucks tonight against the Pistons. Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, you can find his work, SI.com. Andrew Sharp joins us for a few minutes. Andrew, thanks for a couple minutes. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
We're very, very good. What kind of message is Dwayne Casey going to be sending to the Pistons tonight in game two? Because he was not happy with the what they brought to the table in the opening couple of minutes in the Pistons' Bucks game one on Sunday night.
Oh, boy. I'm not sure what he can say to the Pistons right now. I mean, with Blake Griffin off the floor for them, they just don't have a lot of firepower, and this is not a fair fight with the Bucks, who are locked in. I mean, that Giannis quote, like, he's been in that mode all season long. He's not letting up, and when it's Giannis versus Blake Griffin, maybe things can get interesting for a game or two here. But when it's Giannis versus Thon Maker and Luke Kennard and Langston Galloway, like, there's only so much Detroit is going to be able to do. And so I think Dwayne Casey's message is going to be, let's show up, let's keep fighting, and we'll see where we are in four games. But I don't think anybody in Detroit has any illusions.
Andrew Sharp joining us, senior writer SI Now. You can find him on the Open Floor podcast, Apple podcast, and wherever you get your podcast. As far as what you've seen so far in the first couple of games here, some series only one game deep, some two, has there been something that maybe you thought a week or two ago that maybe you think differently? Is Philly maybe not as good as you might have thought? Same with Toronto, or did they both bounce back? Are the Warriors maybe in some more trouble with Cousins out? Are the Bucks maybe more superior than you thought? What would be something that you thought a week ago that's maybe different now after seeing these series start to take shape?
It's funny. I think, well, to start with the Bucks, like, I think the Bucks are, we're going to have to wait until they play Boston in the second round to find out exactly what we're dealing with Milwaukee, because they just look so good right now and they're so far ahead of where Detroit is, that I don't know if that's a totally accurate portrayal of what they're going to be in the playoffs, but they couldn't have started any better. The two other surprises for me are, number one, the Sixers. It's just shocking how much they've invested in winning this season and to be struggling with a Nets team that is really not very good and not far along in where Brooklyn wants to go. That speaks volumes about what the Sixers have done and why it was always a little bit crazy. And then the other thing is in Golden State, losing that Clippers game, like, that doesn't happen if there aren't real internal issues going on. And Kevin Durant was in kind of a weird place for that entire game. He had 9 turnovers and only 8 shots. And I don't think any of that will affect them against the Clippers. They've got a lot of talent, and Golden State's going to be fine in that series. But it's sort of confirmation that the vibes with that team internally have been weird all year long, and it's going to be really interesting to see whether that affects them on the way to a third straight title.
Well, you know, do you think there's I mean, because of some of these upsets, I guess, in the opening round games, at least game ones, and game two tonight with Golden State, do you think there's more parity in the NBA than there's been in recent years?
I think there actually is, and that sounds insane, and I'm sure people are going to be listening saying, what do you mean more parity? Look at the Warriors at the top of the league. And obviously, any parity conversation doesn't really include the Warriors, even with the Clippers loss in mind. I mean, like, the Warriors are going to be fine, but I think beneath the Warriors, a lot of these teams are on equal footing, and that includes the East, where I think Boston, Toronto, and Milwaukee all have a pretty decent shot at each other. And then in the West, there are 5 or 6 good teams who aren't quite great, and that makes for great series. Like, I think Portland and Oklahoma City, neither one of those teams are necessarily threats to the Warriors, but I bet you that's going to be a fun 5 or 6, 7-game series.
Talking with Andrew Sharp, SI Now, in terms of the East, you know, it's been these four teams that we've all talked about all year, Milwaukee included, Philly, Boston, Toronto. We're trying to figure out, because the series is over with the Pistons, so we're trying to figure out which team could prevent and pose the biggest challenge to the Bucks. Who do you see that being out of the East at this point?
I think it's going to be Boston as far as the most imposing challenger, and I really don't know how that series is going to play out. It's funny. I think if you talk to NBA people, they're sort of split 50-50 right now as to where the Bucks sit in the Eastern Conference. I think a lot of people are going to say, look at them over the last 7 months. This is an overwhelming favorite hiding in plain sight, and everybody is still underrating the Bucks. And that may be true, but I also think that Boston is going to be able to spread Milwaukee out and get Brook Lopez out in space. They've got five shooters who can spread the floor, and they're going to be able to kind of exploit some weaknesses in that Bucks defense, and then they also have the type of personnel that you can at least slow Giannis down a little bit. So it's going to be a battle, I would imagine. If Boston gets to the second round and Al Horford is healthy and Kyrie Irving is healthy, the Celtics are going to be able to hang in there. And then I think whichever team comes out of that series is probably going to be the favorite in the East.
And that guy who's coach of the Celtics, Brad Stevens, man, we've seen all the way back to his Butler days how good of a coach he is. He is going to have something for the Bucks if they match up at the second round.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, you know. And it's weird to say that after Giannis Giannis has had the most dominant season we've seen, at least since Steph Curry a couple years ago. So he's going to be fine regardless, and he was good in the playoff series they had last year. But, like, Stevens will find ways to kind of screw with him and slow him down just enough to give Boston a shot. And that's more than a lot of teams can say when they play the Bucks.
You know, the Bucks we're kind of in playoff mode, obviously, right now, but throughout the season, with the way that the Bucks were winning games and handling teams and racing out to the one seed in the East, you do kind of wonder, well, what are they built for? Are they built for long-term success? Is this kind of going to be a flash-in-the-pan type year? And they do have a lot of guys that at least were up for new contracts. They retain Eric Bledsoe for a while. There's going to be decisions to be made on Brook Lopez, Malcolm Brogdon. And then the very polarizing guy in Milwaukee, Andrew, is Chris Middleton, because if you're going to retain him, it's likely going to cost you the max or near to it. Would you, if you're the Bucks, do you make that decision now? Do you know that we want to keep Chris Middleton no matter what? Or is it going to depend, do you think, on how far this team goes if you want to throw that much money back at Middleton for another go-round with this guy?
You know, I don't think it should what happens this postseason.
All right, we are losing Andrew here on the Chris Middleton question, is predictable since that's the toughest question Bucks fans have to
must be face. Flying over Lake Michigan, maybe?
Possibly. All right, Andrew, we lost you right as you started talking.
Okay, sorry. No, my answer on the Middleton question is pretty simple. I think you got to keep him because there's not really an alternative out there who makes sense for the Bucks. It's not like they're going to be able to spend that money on different.
Now we lost him again.
Yeah.
Well, that was Andrew Sharp.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a little bit out of the interview at least.
Oh, we got a lot. The Middleton thing.
Yeah.
Andrew Sharp, you can check him out. I guess we'll have to talk to him possibly another time. You can check him out again on Twitter at Andrew Sharp. Follow his work, SINow.com, and then the host of the Open Floor podcast. So, but he thinks Boston, too, is going to be the toughest. I'm not there. I'm still with Toronto. I think a lot of people are scared of Boston on paper, but then what I've seen from Boston throughout the season, I just think the Bucks are better. And I think in seven games, the Bucks will be better.
Well, the Bucks, I think, are better than all these teams. All these teams. You know, maybe with the exception of Golden State. But after watching them the other night, who knows? But I thought, yeah, Golden State is still would be the favorite against the Bucks. But yeah, I mean, the Bucks, they won 60 games. They should be favored in all these games, man. They should be. But I think all three of those teams will test the Bucks, and they'll give the Bucks a little bit of a run because they're not bad teams either.
Pick and Save Pro Hoops post game show tonight after this one. Milwaukee and Detroit do square off. You can follow the game on TV, FS Wisconsin, and then NBA TV. I don't know if you get the NBA TV feed. Sometimes during the regular season, you couldn't. So I don't know if they just pick up the Fox Sports Wisconsin feed. I don't know how that works.
You mean like MLB does?
Yeah, but I'll be watching Paschke and Marcus tonight,
yeah.
Regardless. So we'll be doing that. And then, what was that?
I don't know. Your end?
We're in a studio. We're not setting up for band practice.
Yeah, that would be a little feedback. Freddy feedback, as it's called.
What the hell?
What the hell? You got two mics on there?
No, I'm...
Okay.
Okay.
I've never heard that.
Sibilance. Mic check 1, 2, 3. Tip your waitress.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins here on The Fan. You do want to tip your waitress over at Perkins. Check out their seafood celebration. You want seafood, Perkins is the place to go, especially on Friday. Maybe one more fish fry this week for you guys. But they've also got some of the other things delectable from the sea, like the shrimp po' boy, the fisherman's hoagie, lightly fried cod, and shredded lettuce with tartar sauce all on a hoagie roll. How about the jumbo shrimp dinner, the Monterey shrimp pasta? It's all available at Perkins. Today's also a buy one, get one at Perkins. So you get a meal, and then whoever you're with can get a free meal, whoever you're with, when you go to PerkinsRestaurants.com and sign up for their weekly e-coupon. Check that out at PerkinsRestaurants.com. It's Chuck and Winkler. We'll talk sweet. Bucks looking for it. And are the Brewers. Brewers-Cardinals today. We'll have that coming up next. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
Coming up today at 2.
Served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Ryan Horvat, our producer. Bill Michaels up next. The Brewers lineup is out for the day.
Oh, I'm always excited to hear that on getaway day.
Yeah, well, we do love doing this.
Yeah, because I've screamed a few times after doing these.
Well, let's find out. In the past, when we've done this, you've been mad that Ryan Braun has been out.
Yes.
Because that's always a big controversy.
Always enjoyed when Ned Yost would release his lineup and Craig Counsell would be batting third.
And then there was a day where Christian Yelich was out. I don't know if you remember that. Christian Yelich sat out a game against the Cubs last year.
Caused a war here in the state.
Yeah, the station almost burned down that day. So here's your lineup. Playing center field, batting first, Brandon Woodruff.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I know. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Ned Yost or Ken Maka, one of those guys.
But Lorenzo Cain does get the day off. It will be Ben Gamel, your man.
All right. Who is it really?
Batting first in center field leading off is Benjamin Gamel.
Well, it's fun taking two or three from these guys at least.
Well, Ben Gamel's playing well.
All right. Who else?
You haven't come around on Ben Gamel yet?
Give me some time on that. He is not like he's hitting 300.
All right. Yelly's out and right.
Well, it's batting second.
Batting second. Yasmani Grandal in the three hole.
Okay, well, I mean, Grandal is he's one of their hottest hitters, too. So I feel like when the Brewers move these guys up in the order when they're hitting hot, then they cool off.
Keep in mind, Craig Counsell has historically said lineups don't matter.
Yeah, but they do, though.
And yet he's been burying Aguilar and moving Grandal up.
And Shaw, too.
Starting
to bury Shaw. Where did Shaw bat last night? Shaw bat at Shaw batted six last night. He'd been batting third.
All right. Moose is batting fourth at second.
Okay, I like that.
Braun is in left batting fifth.
See, Moosey was batted. He was buried early in the year. Remember, he was down there, and then now Moose has moved up.
And then Shaw is at third batting sixth again.
Who is fifth? I'm sorry.
Brawny.
Okay.
Brawny's playing a Wednesday day game.
He's playing a day game?
Yeah.
Okay. No DH rule today.
Nope. Sean's on the hold. Travis Shaw. Mm-hmm. We'll get to you, Sean, in a second. Third base, hitting sixth. Aguilar is seventh again.
Okay.
First base, and then Arcia, and then Burns. So Gamel, Yelich, Grandal, Moustakas, Braun, Shaw, Aguilar, Arcia, and Burns. And once again, the question is asked, do the Brewers even need to carry two catchers? Because they just do not play Manny Pena anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, you need one there just to play like once a week at least. Pena played the other day.
Yeah, and then Grandal came in for him in like the fifth inning.
Pinch hit or pinch ran or whatever. I think this lineup is, I mean, it's okay. I mean, Aguilar, look at Zeus, man. He's dipped from third on opening day down to seventh. Continues to get buried. I mean, if lineups didn't mean anything, in the hell of beans, the council, why doesn't he just keep Zeus at third?
Gamel, Yelich, Grandal, Moustakas, Braun, Shaw, Aguilar, Arcia, Burns, 12:40 first pitch. We'll have the postgame show meeting up with the Big Show today. After the last pitch, you make the switch. Let's get to Sean, the aforementioned Sean in Racine. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Sean.
Sorry for messing that up for you there. I was calling in about the Bucks, but you brought up the Brewers.
Do whatever you want.
With the Bucks, I was just saying
if you could talk for 15 minutes, that'd actually be ideal. Just talk till
we're heading out to the ballpark after this.
Yeah, we're itching to get to Miller Park.
We got 1 foot at Miller Park already.
Yeah.
Well, then I can bring up the Bucks and then touch on the Brewers afterwards.
Yeah, but call back under like a different name.
Just what's going on?
You don't want everyone taking advantage of that. With the Bucks, I was thinking the other day was how easily they rolled over the Pistons in that first game.
Yeah.
This is literally almost like a preseason for the postseason. You had so many guys in there playing in the second half of that game that you didn't think would possibly even hit the rotation for the playoffs.
Okay, I can see where you're coming from.
Ideal for them being able to rest. First of all, Giannis, because you know that ankle still is not 100%. And then they don't have to worry about rushing back or sticking guys like Mirotić and Snell into high-pressure situations when they're just coming back off and probably have to knock some rust off and stuff like that too. So they're probably in the best position out of any of the playoff teams in the East or the West. And I was wondering what you guys thought. Well, obviously, it's probably going to be Boston winning that Pacers-Celtics series. But who would you rather face if you could pick out of the two?
I feel like we're getting so far ahead of ourselves already, instead of not totally disrespecting Detroit, that, you know, we shouldn't go there. I mean, we're not showing Detroit one ounce of respect.
Have they earned any?
Well, I mean, after game one, I get it, but
I mean, you're the one seed. This is a new era.
I know
the Bucks aren't the eight seed trying to.
But to say
scratch and claw against
even
the Heat,
suggest,
the Bucks are the Heat.
To suggest that to even rest Giannis in any of these games is absurd. No.
I would never suggest resting Giannis, but I will agree with you. We shouldn't overlook the Pistons. The one thing, though, that we should all take away from this is there is no Blake Griffin, and no one else on this team, they proved that in the first game, seems to be able to do anything against the Bucks, whether it's their first or second unit on the floor. I'm not going to take it for granted because the Bucks still haven't won a playoff series since 0-1, but look at even Drummond. Giannis out-rebounded him and got under his skin so much he got a stinking double technical and kick.
Yeah.
There's really, I don't think much else that the Pistons can do or come up with.
Then continue
the
to just continue to move forward and playing hard and destroy him then.
Sean, just thanks for the call. We'll just limit it to the Bucks for
just,
now.
Just keep on playing. Just keep on playing hard. Don't let up. As Giannis said, the basketball gods will come back and get you, and I believe them. I truly believe in that basketball god thing. Do not disrespect the basketball game of basketball and think that this series is over.
God, I hate to do this, and I should probably do this off the air and like address this with our boss, but I just – some of the things that people say on this station, I mean, I need to put an end to it.
How's that?
Because it's embarrassing.
Which part?
I really shouldn't do this.
Go ahead.
I don't know what show it was. It was a show on this station where the idiot host said that they should rest Giannis the entire series.
God, what idiot would possibly say that thing?
Well, let me think. It wasn't Bill's show.
Yeah, no.
So was it? No, I didn't hear it in the afternoon. I heard it in the morning.
Tim Allen?
No.
Talking out of school and talking to Bucks?
So it must have been. It wasn't you.
I went to. I've said a lot of dumb things.
But, was it me? Yeah. Did I say rest Giannis for the entire playoffs series against Detroit?
Yeah, I don't do
that. You think we should give Detroit more credit?
No. I'm just saying don't disrespect
Series is over.
I'm saying go out there and play like you did on Sunday.
Oh, they'll certainly do that.
And go out there and don't the idea of resting guys at this point. Just go out there and hammer them, get the series over, and step on their throats.
They'll certainly do that. Let's get to Brian.
Step on their throats.
Shorewood, what's up, B?
Hey, glad to be on the best show in America. Hey, my question is, what's most likely not to happen?
Oh, well, hold on. All right.
What's most likely not to happen in the series?
When you start throwing out negatives, that gets confusing for us.
No, what's most likely not to happen? The Bucks, the Packers don't make the playoffs. The Brewers don't win 19.
There's too many nots and don'ts.
Or the Bucks don't win the East.
What's
start over?
What?
What is most likely not to happen? The Packers don't make the playoffs this year. The Brewers don't win 90 games, or the Bucks don't win the East.
So you've been hanging on hold, and this is what you're coming up with?
Hey, did you guys see about Chris Sale or no?
You know, questions. Questions like that from our listeners aren't making our show any better.
Hey, don't rip on this guy. This guy loves the show.
Yes,
we got this guy to quit drinking.
Yes, but him. Now, was this the guy?
Yeah,
I thought it was somebody from Racine.
No, well, okay. Racine.
Yeah. Now he's going to start drinking again. Way to go.
Well, come on.
Brian, how do you feel that you love this show? You say nothing but good things, and Chuck's coming at you like
Brian,
this.
Brian, come on, better question.
No, I just think it's a good question because there's no guarantee. I think a lot of people think the Bucks are going to East and take it for granted.
Yeah.
I think with the new Packers situation, people are excited, but there's false expectations. And the Brewers could still be a better team and not win 90 games.
The most likely thing of those three things to not happen is probably the Bucks winning the East. No, the Packers making the playoffs. Well, I don't know. I think they will. Brewers winning 90? Okay, Chuck, that is a good question. I don't like the not in the form of the question because it's phrased. Brian, I know you think that we're the best show in America, but Chuck and I are actually not as smart as we appear.
No.
And our comprehension skills are sort of lacking. In fact,
especially
everything we know,
Ryan
Horvath writes for us. So we're just kind of figureheads for the whole brains over here, Horvath.
We're trying to figure out how we're going to win, lost the Packers schedule tomorrow.
Yeah.
Brian, 414-799-1250, how concerned are you with Red Sox ace Chris Sale as he's now 0-4 on the season, gets lit up last night? Are you worried about Chris Sale?
No, I think that everything will equal out in the end. It's just one of those freaky things.
Oh, man.
I hear that.
You sound like one of us guys, so you fit right in. Chris Sale. Well, it sounds like they're worried in Boston about him.
Brian, was this a good experience for you or no?
Excuse me?
Was this a good experience for you?
Every time I'm on your show, it is.
Even though we got a little hard on you?
Hey, you know, I can take it. I'm a man. But
that's
I have to tell you, I'm going to my sixth Brewer game today, and I just finished my morning jobs, and I'm going to be a kid at heart. I'm going to go to the game early. Going to watch some BP. I'm going to watch the old times at the County Stadium days where I can actually get to a game and just relax and not get there in the third inning.
Okay.
We'll be there.
Where are you sitting?
I don't know. I haven't even got a ticket. It just dawned on me this morning. It's my birthday week this week. I'm going to the Dodger game Friday. It's my birthday. It's 50% off by county night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going with a bunch of friends and family, and I know I'm really into the Brewer thing right now.
Well, if you see us around the stadium today, say hello.
No, you're on Twitter, right?
Yeah,
DM me.
I will.
Let me know where you're sitting.
Oh. I'm going to buy a ticket at random when I get there.
Okay.
Chuck and I will come meet you.
Half of us will.
I like to be up close, so I'm going to try to get near the Brewer dugout.
Can't you credential this guy or something?
Yeah, he could get sound.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, Brian, DM me, and I'll at least come find you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. See ya.
We'll get Brian interviewing counsel later on today.
Yeah, hey, Craig, you're the best manager that's ever managed baseball.
Craig, what do you think happens? Do the Bucks win?
All he's got to do is hold up a microphone.
What's most likely not to happen? Josh Hader, 22 saves. Yeah. Brian, appreciate it.
What do you got there, Horvath? Are we doing what we missed?
Yeah, the Chris Sale thing's pretty weird, the 0-4 on the season. He said last night as a quote, he just stinks right now. Do you think are the Red Sox going to turn this around? I know it's early in the season, but they look really bad. And I'm not talking just offensively, like the bullpen's crap, the rotation's crap. Are they good?
Here's my advice to everybody who's betting on the Boston Red Sox. Quit doing that.
Yeah, I took them yesterday against the Yanks. I was like, Sale's got to get off.
Hey, you think on Patriots Day they're going to get the job done against the crappy Orioles and they lose 8-1.
Chris Davis homered.
Yeah, Chris Davis.
Chris with a C.
Hey, he's been on fire lately, actually.
I know. Everybody made fun of him.
Saturday, he got his first hit. Yeah, he got two hits on Saturday.
He's back. Also, the Patriots yesterday, I think we missed this. They signed Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah, I saw that.
Former.
I think that happened after our show.
Broncos wide receiver. Of course it did. Yeah. So do you think he has anything left in the tank? Or, I mean, with the Patriots, he's probably going to catch 80 balls for 900
Didn't he get hurt?
Right?
He got hurt with Houston, right? He signed there and then got hurt.
Got hurt.
That's what happened,
He should have some left in the tank.
Belichick will find a way.
I was going to say, they'll find
a way. They've done more with less.
Yeah.
I mean, Deion Branch won an MVP.
You and I do more with less every day.
That is true. Can I just, I want everyone to be very clear on a take that I have, and I really want you guys to be aware of this. If the Bucks lose in this series, it's because they're going for that Game 5 money.
You just call me cuz.
I don't think I've earned that right.
Okay. If this is what they lose, you think that Wes Edens told them to tank it, man?
Yeah. If
I'd like to hear that conversation with Wes and Mike Budenholzer.
If the Bucks lose at all in this series, they have tanked it for the Game 5 money.
Can you tell me how the conversation would go between Wes Edens and Mike Budenholzer?
Wes would be like, hey, I just got done hanging out with Bill Clinton.
He'd have his low-rise jeans on.
Or is that Lazary that hangs out with Clinton?
Laz. I think they both do.
Well, Wes was hanging out with Rogers.
Wes, I think Laz hangs
out with... But then Lazary's son, Alex, is hanging out with Rogers, too.
I think Laz hangs around with the stars. Wes is all about the business. He's got his game face on, you know, looking good.
When's the last time those two have been together?
Messed up hair. Huh?
When's the last time those two have been together?
I don't know, but I'd like to have Wes in studio with us. I feel we can run the bases with him.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's got the low-rise jeans on for a 55-year-old guy. He's got a T-shirt on. I like Wes.
Go ahead. Well, we just got a call from Brian.
Brian.
Did he get a ticket?
He wanted to find you guys on Twitter, so he asked where he could find you. I gave him both of your names, your numbers, your home addresses, and your Social Security number, so you'll be seeing Brian at Miller Park.
You gave out my cell phone number to a listener?
No, I actually just gave your Twitter handle.
Okay.
Oh, don't give out my 920-960-6762 number to a listener.
What idiot would do that?
I don't want people to be bugging me at 920-960-6762.
Why would you do that? You know, you're going to do that, and you're going to get the wrong guy calling you someday, and you're going to get a stalker like I had in Lamira.
Was this a female stalker?
I wish.
Male?
No, I could be so lucky.
You had a male stalker?
You had a male stalker.
I had a male stalker in 2012, I want to say, or 2013.
Hello? What happened?
Oh, I told this story on the show before. No, some guy was camping out in front of my house.
New audience, me and Harvey.
Camping out in front of my house. Yes, in front of my condo when I was leaving in the morning.
Why?
Because he wanted to see me leave where I lived and just they put a stop to it, yeah.
How did you put a stop to it?
The sheriff's department there put a stop to it.
So where is he now?
Never been around since. Hey, you don't mess with the Dodge County Sheriff's Department, my friend. Now, they come out there riding in their horse, and they're good. They're going to put an end to it.
What do you think he wanted? Like, was he just a fan of
your... Yeah, did he just want to see you?
He just was watching me leave every day.
He was probably going through your trash that you threw away,
stuff
like that. Do
you think he was planning, like, a murder?
Getting out of my... Look, get up in the morning at 4 a.m. Well, it was at 3 a.m. at the time.
Do you think he wanted to wear your skin? Could I say that?
I was just going to...
I don't know.
Oh, were you? Okay.
Yeah.
So we're good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, some bad news. Luke Harper leaves WWE. Real quick, we got 30 seconds of wrestling. I really liked Luke Harper. I was hoping it would have worked out. You know him, Chuck?
Yeah,
he was with the Wyatt family.
Our former producer, Rhodes, told me they're not doing that Wyatt family gimmick anymore.
No, it looks like Bray Wyatt's going to come back as a solo wrestler. They're doing these vignettes where like there's these creepy dolls and stuff like that.
So Roman Reigns is on SmackDown now.
Well, here's what I understand. Why would this guy leave the WWE? Is there more money to be made on independence than what he's doing?
You know what? Actually, there is now with AEW because they have that financial backing Jags owner.
How's that going to last?
I don't know. We'll see. And also, they get to make their own schedules. Like the WWE wrestlers. I mean, we could talk about that John Oliver thing one day. We never even hit on that, about how they're pretty much independent contractors. Like, they don't even have health insurance. So I think it's actually a good deal to be on the independent markets.
Well, they can't make... They're not getting insurance on there either.
Did you know Bray Wyatt... got JoJo pregnant, the ring announcer. That's why he's been like missing. She's like really good looking, and he's Bray Wyatt. Isn't that crazy?
There's hope for us all. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We'll be at the Brewer game today. Stop texting me. We're back tomorrow at 6. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. I'm getting texted. I'm an idiot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.